I'm Sochil Mora with the City of McAllen. Welcome to your McAllen Minutes. If you missed the McAllen City Commission meeting of February 12th, don't worry. Here's a brief recap of what was discussed. McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos called the McAllen City Commission meeting to order, and after the Pledge of Allegiance, District 2 Commissioner Joaquin J.J. Zamora gave the invocation. The meeting began with a proclamation read by Mayor Villalobos in recognition of the work and support of Hidalgo County Precinct 3 Commissioner Everardo Ever Villarreal, who assisted the City of McAllen in its response to the immigrant crisis by offering Ansaldúa's Park as a temporary housing location for COVID-19 migrants seeking asylum. Since the opening of Ansaldúa's Park as a housing facility in August of 2021, over 230,000 immigrants have passed through the McAllen area, with over 64,000 of those processed through Ansaldúa's Park, allowing for more efficient processing of immigrants in a way that benefits all of Hidalgo County. The City of McAllen is thankful for Commissioner Villarreal and his team at Hidalgo County for their continued support of the regional immigration response. District 4 Commissioner Rudy Castillo was joined by McAllen engineer Eduardo Mendoza and members of the McAllen Engineering Department for a proclamation in recognition of National Engineers Week. Engineers use their scientific and technical knowledge and skills to provide planning, design, and oversight for the traffic, transportation, water, and wastewater systems and storm drainage systems for the City of McAllen. The important efforts of engineers help drive the economy in the City of McAllen, protect our environment, and ensure public safety, and encourage young students to realize the importance of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics programs and degrees in our region. Congratulations, Eduardo, and the entire engineering department for the great work you do for the City of McAllen. District 5 Commissioner Victor Sebi Haddad was joined by Fire Chief Juan Gloria and members of the McAllen Fire Department in recognition of National Burn Awareness Week. Burn injuries continue to be one of the leading causes of accidental death and injury in our nation, where tragically, children, the elderly, and the disabled are especially vulnerable to burn injuries. And almost one-third of all burn injuries occur in children under the age of 15. And most of the injuries occur in the home. National Burn Awareness Week helps make the public aware of the frequency, devastation, and causes of burn injuries. Thank you, Chief Gloria, and the entire McAllen Fire Department for the great work you do to educate residents and help prevent fires in McAllen. Finally, District 6 Commissioner Pepe Cabeza de Vaca, joined by members of the Office of Communications, read a proclamation in recognition of Government Communicators Day. The role of government communications professions is to inform, educate, and engage their communities by helping to create trust and inspire residents to take action and be involved. Government communications create relationships and call to actions, build awareness and understanding through storytelling, engage and foster engagement on civic issues, and use all channels to include people in critical decisions. Make sure to watch MCN 1300 on Spectrum Cable and all of its streaming platforms, and follow the City of McAllen on social media for the latest news and information about your municipal government. Under the consent agenda, commissioners approved an award of contract for professional auctioneering services to Galindo Auction LLC of Mission to conduct the sales of city-owned surplus vehicles, heavy equipment, and obsolete surplus property. Commissioners approved a service contract for uniform cleaning, pressing, and alteration hemming services for the McAllen Police and Fire Departments to $1.50 Cleaners of McAllen for a period of 1 year with the option to extend for 2 additional years in 1 year increments. Commissioners approved an award of contract to Tetsi Infrastructure Group for professional engineering services in association with a traffic study for the Benson Road Widening Project in the total amount of $86,580. Commissioners approved an award of professional engineering services contract to Betis Consulting Engineers for civil engineering services related to the preparation of the subdivision flat for the Quinta Mazatlan property, including preliminary and final plats, drainage report, and utility plans for a total amount of $34,970 and a contract time of 240 calendar days. Commissioners approved the following co-op purchases: a purchase contract to Randall Reed's Prestige Ford of Garland through the Sheriff's Association of Texas Cooperative Contract for 2 3/4-ton crew cab at a total amount of $95,000. A purchase contract to Lone Star Freightliner Group LLC of Grapevine utilizing TIPS contract pricing for 2 roll-off trucks for a total amount of $453,082. a purchase contract to Siddons Martin Emergency Group LLC under HGAC contract for a replacement fire truck number 7 in the total amount of $493,840.49. A purchase contract to Metro Fire Apparatus Specialists, Inc. utilizing Sourcewell contract for fire engine number 7 replacement in the amount of $1,015,677. Commissioners approved tax refunds over $500. Under bids and contracts, commissioners authorized negotiating scope and fees with a top-ranked architectural firm for the design of the City Hall expansion and renovation project after hearing a presentation and a special called workshop of the top 5 ranked firms, then making a selection. Commissioners approved an award of contract to Moorwill LLC of Mission in the amount of $1,945,979 for the Balboa Acre Stormwater Pump Station Improvements Project, with an expected project time of 365 calendar days. Under resolutions, commissioners authorized a resolution in support of the Villas at Primrose community in their low-income housing tax credit application to the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation, which provides funding to enhance first responder capabilities. If awarded, the grant for the McAllen Fire Department is for bunker gear extractors, which are commercial-sized washing machines designed to extract soot, chemicals, and bodily fluids from gear while maintaining the gear's productive qualities. The grant, if awarded, would be in the amount of $25,000 with no local match required. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Gary Sinise Foundation, which provides critical funding for emergency relief, training, and essential equipment. The grant application for the McAllen Fire Department will be utilized for the acquisition of drone equipment to enhance firefighting and rescue capabilities. The grant, if awarded, would be in the amount of $25,000 with no local match required. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Firefighter Charitable Foundation, which funds projects that enhance first responder capabilities. The grant for the McAllen Fire Department will be utilized for the implementation and enhancement of smoke detector and battery replacement programs in the community. The grant, if awarded, would be in the amount of $25,000 with no local match required. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Office of the Governor's Homeland Security Grant Division FY 2025 Local Border Security Program. The grant for the McAllen Police Department would be for overtime salaries and fringe benefits of police officers who undertake the operations of gang crime control initiatives. The grant, if awarded, would be in the amount of $309,963.22 with no local match required. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Stephen T. Reedner Grant for life-enhancing library programs for people living with dementia, to develop services and or new programming to directly serve patrons living with dementia. The grant for the McAllen Public Library will seek funding to purchase pen-worthy Stay Sharp kits, which are designed to promote health and wellness and enhance cognitive learning. The grant, if awarded, would be in the amount of $2,500 with no local match required. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Texas A&M Forest Service 2024 Community Forestry Program Tree Planting Grant Category, which provides funding for projects that are dedicated to supporting initiatives that increase urban and community tree canopy coverage, engage the community, and promote the many benefits of trees in built environments. The grant for the McAllen Parks and Recreation Department will seek funding to support tree planting initiatives across McAllen. The grant, if awarded, would be in the amount of $15,000 with a local match of $15,000 required. Under the manager's report, Finance Director Sergio Villasana gave the quarterly investment report for the quarter ending September 30, 2023. The ending market value was $499,480,139, reflecting a decrease in market value of $4,473,246 from the previous quarterly report. Assistant City Manager and Emergency Operations Coordinator Mr. Jeff Johnston gave an update on the number of migrant asylum seekers being brought by Border Patrol to the Catholic Charities Respite Center. Johnson updated the community on the slowly decreasing number of immigrants being received, averaging less than 300 immigrants per day. While the number of immigrants and the COVID positivity rate have dropped in the past couple of weeks, city staff continue working with local, state, and federal agencies in anticipation of an increase. The facility at Ansaldúa's Park remains operational with under 100 migrants and a capacity to increase to 900 if necessary. The City of McAllen and its partners remain vigilant for any changes in the numbers. We hope you enjoyed this recap of your McAllen City Commission meeting. Meetings are set for the second and fourth Monday of each month. We also air the entire meeting on the McAllen Cable Network Spectrum 1300 on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. For the City of McAllen, I'm Xochitl Mora.